Today's daf is Erev and Daf Samach. In yesterday's daf, we learned that an entire Irshel Rabbim, as long as it has only one entrance in it, can be included in a single Erev without leaving any piece out. But if it has more than one entrance, then you have to be Meshayer a little bit from the Erev. So, what if it has one doorway, but on the other side, instead of a doorway, it has a Sulam, it has a ladder that goes over the wall that you could easily get in and out of the city? Do we consider that town to have two entrances and therefore make it ineligible to have one Erev that covers the whole town? So Rabbi says in the name of Rav that Sulam Toras Pesach Alav, it has a din of a Pesach, and therefore the town cannot be covered by a single Erev. But Amr Rav Nachman Lo Tatzisulei. Rav Nachman said that Rabbi misunderstood Rav. Really, Rav held that we always view a ladder in the most lenient way possible. It's considered a wall for the sake of making the town a single entrance town, which therefore can be covered by a single Erev, and it's considered a door when you're dealing with a Sulam Shebein Shtei Chatzeros, and you want to know if the two Chatzeros could join in the same Erev together. So we say, yeah, it's good enough to be counted as a door, that if they want, they're allowed to join in the same Erev together. Umiyam Rav Nachman Hachi. So the Gemara asks, does Rav Nachman really always view a ladder in the most makel way possible? After all, in a case where the Anshei Marpesah Sheshachku V'lo Irvu, where people who live in an upstairs apartment didn't join in the Erev, and there's no separate entrance at the foot of the ladder that leads upstairs, the entire Erev is puzzle. If Rav Nachman reviewed the ladder in the most makel way possible, he should have said that the ladder is not considered a Pesach in that case, and the people living downstairs can use their own Erev without including the people living upstairs, are completely separated from them. So the Gemara answers that no, Hachem Eskinan, but the Lo Gvar Mepesach Asara. The case that we're talking about is where the upstairs is less than 10 Tfachim higher than the ground of the chatzer, so even without a ladder, it's considered part of the same chatzer, and it would be enough to asra on each other. The upper porch is also enclosed to leave an opening of less than 10 amos, and that's why there's a special. That's why if there is a special entrance designated for the ladder of the chatzer, the upper floor can be considered separate from the chatzer, because the saluke is talik lemehacha. Then when they put that ladder there, they put that separate entrance there. They're actively removing themselves from the chatzer by making that entrance. But short of that, it would be normally considered to be connected to the chatzer. Now, once we understand the case in this way, we can understand how Shmuel can consider ladders to be just like walls and still view the upper floor to be connected to the bottom floor because it's within 10 tefachim of each other. Hanu bnei kakunoi, dasal kameder of Yosef. So Gemara tells a story that people from a certain Irshel rabbin asked Rav Yosef, send somebody good to help build us an Erev, and Rav Yosef entrusted Abaye with the job, but he told him, make sure that they're not complaining in the Beis Medrash to me about the job that you do. So since it was an Irshel Rabbim, part of the town had to be excluded from the Erev, so Abaye had to figure out what he's going to do. So he wanted to leave out the houses that were facing the river, but then he realized that those houses would never have the potential to join in the Erev in the first place, and maybe you have to exclude a part of the city that could have theoretically joined in the Erev. So Abaye wavered back and forth on the issue, and then he finally came to the maskana that the houses excluded from the Erev can be houses that could not possibly join in the Erev, just like Marbar Pupidasa used a warehouse where nobody lived to be the excluded section of the Erev in Pumpadisa, and since nobody had to build windows in their homes in order to make themselves part of the city, there were no complaints about Abaye in the Beis Medrash. Baruch Hashem, he did a shlichus. Rav Yosef was happy, everyone went home happy. The Mishnah has two shittas about how large an area has to be left out of an Erev in an Irshel Rabbim. One shita is Kir Chadasha, that a place where 50 people live, like the city of Chadasha, which is a city mentioned in Sefer Yoshua, Taisus points out. If there were a public town that was only as large as Chadasha, there's a machlokas amarayim whether a part of that town needs to be left out of the Erev also. Rabbi Shimon held that no, the excluded part of the Erev only has to be 3 chatzeros, 2 batim in each chatzeros. There's no number of people, it's a number of houses, a number of chatzeros. So Rabbi Chama Bar Guri Amarav paskens like Rabbi Shimon, but then Rabbi Yitzchak offers what sounds like the third shita, that only a single chatzer with a single house needs to be excluded from the Erev. It sounds like a third shita. It may be saying like Rabbi Yehuda and that all 50 people could live in one house, but it sounds like a third shita. Now, even though we wouldn't paskin like Rabbi Yitzchak, Abaye wanted to know whether his shita was based on logic or based on some sort of mesorah that he had from his rebbeim, because the reason we need to know is Gemara is martate. You don't want learning to be explained. You don't want it to be treated flippantly like a song. So then the Mishnah says, Zak the Mishnah, Mishai b'mizrach v'arma l'benar arev li b'marav. A person was the east of his hometown, and he asked his son, make for me an Erev in the west, or vice versa. If he's within 2,000 amos of either the Erev or of his home, but not of both, the place that he's within 2,000 amos of, he's allowed to go to, that's his Makom Shvisa, and the other place he's not allowed to go to. So Gemara wonders, how could it be that a man could be within 2,000 amos of an Erev that's placed to the west of his home, but he's to the east of his home, and he's not within 2,000 amos of his home? Doesn't that mean his home is in between him and where the Erev is? So the Gemara gives two possible answers. Amar of Yitzchak, when he told his son to make the Erev to the east or to the west, doesn't mean to the east or to the west of his home, it means to the east or to the west of his son's current location. Rav Bar Shila Amar, he says that no, his house could have been on a diagonal from both him and his Erev, and the added length in the diagonal is what causes it to be more than 2,000 amos away from him, even though it breaks between himself and the Erev in terms of the east-west direction. The Mishnah continued, Hanosinus Eruva by Ibura Shalierev. It's useless to put the Erev in the extension of the city, within the 70 plus Amos extension of the city, because we don't start measuring the Tchum anyway till past the Ibura Shalierev. It's all just considered part of the city. Then it says, Nasan Chutz L'Tchum Afilu Ama Achas Mashaniskar U'Mafsid. If he puts it even one Amma beyond the city limits, whatever he gains on one side of the Erev, he's going to lose that distance on the other side of the Erev. The Gemara points out it doesn't mean chutz l'tchum, it means chutz l'ibur shalir. But the Gemara asks that there's a brisa that says that he loses a lot more than a single amma. That once he goes outside of the city, the entire city now can no longer be viewed as dalet amos. You have to measure the city for what it is. So the Gemara answers, lo kasha, kan shekolso midoso b'chatzi yir, kan shekolso midoso b'sofi yir. It depends where the 2,000 amma measuring ends. If it ends in the middle of the city, the tchum ends there. If the 2,000 amma ends beyond the city, then we view the entire city as being 4 amos, and we can keep on going weiter till we hit 2,000, counting the city as only 4. Rav Idi reinforced that chilik, but he acknowledged that ein elu ela divrei nevius, that there's no real logical reason to make that chilik between 2,000 amos ending in the middle of the city and 2,000 amos ending past the city, and Tosus discusses whether that's a compliment or an insult to say ein elu ela divrei nevius.